Rise and shine. Right. 6 a.m. and your hand can't make it to the alarm clock before the voices in your head start telling you that it's too early, too dark, and too cold to get out of bed. Aching muscles lie still in rebellion, pretending not to hear your brain commanding them to move. A legion of voices are shouting their unanimous permission for you to hit the snooze button and go back to dreamland. But you didn't ask their opinion. The voice you've chosen to listen to is one of defiance. A voice that says there was a reason you set that alarm in the first place. So sit up, put your feet on the floor, and don't look back, because we've got work to do. Welcome to the grind. For what is each day but a series of conflicts between the right way and the easy way? 10,000 streams fan out like a river delta before you, each one promising the path of least resistance. Thing is, you're headed upstream. And when you make that choice, when you decide to turn your back on what's comfortable, safe, and what some would call common sense, well, that's day one. From there, it only gets tougher. So just make sure this is something you want, because the easy way out will always be there, ready to wash you away. All you have to do is pick up your feet. But you aren't going to, are you? With each step comes the decision to take another. You're on your way now, but this is no time to dwell on how far you've come. You're in a fight against an opponent you can't see, but oh, you can feel him on your heels, can't you? Feel him breathing down your neck. You know what that is? That's you. Your fears, your doubts, and insecurities all lined up like a firing squad, ready to shoot you out of the sky. But don't lose heart. While they're not easily defeated, they are far from invincible. Remember, this is the grind. The battle royale between you and your mind, your body, and the devil on your shoulder is telling you that this is just a game. This is just a waste of time. Your opponents are stronger than you. Drown out the voice of uncertainty with the sound of your own heartbeat. Burn away your self-doubt with the fire lit beneath you. Remember what we're fighting for, and never forget that momentum is a cruel mistress. She can turn on a dime with the smallest mistake. She is ever searching for the weak place in your armor, that one tiny thing you forgot to prepare for. So as long as the devil is hiding the details, the question remains, is that all you got? Are you sure? And when the answer is yes, and you've done all you can to prepare yourself for battle, then it's time to go forth and boldly face your enemy, the enemy within. Only now you must take that fight into the open, into hostile territory. You're a lion in a field of lions, all hunting the same elusive prey with a desperate starvation that says victory is the only thing that can keep you alive. So believe that voice that says you can run a little faster, and you can throw a little harder, and that for you, the laws of physics are merely a suggestion. Luck is the last dying wish of those who want to believe that winning can happen by accident. Sweat, on the other hand, is for those who know it's a choice. So decide now, because destiny waits for no man. And when your time comes, and 1,000 different voices are trying to tell you you're not ready for it, listen instead to that lone voice of dissent. The one that says you are ready. You are prepared. It's all up to you now. So rise and shine.
Wake up, sunshine. Rise and shine. What's up, everybody? Welcome to The Grind. Ladies and gentlemen, the realest show ever. The show where we have that unscripted conversation. Guys are absolutely going to say some things on this show that some people love. Going to say some things on this show that some people don't like. But guess what? It's all part of what we do. That's life. Can't please everybody. So guess what? We're going to try to get somebody right today. Say what's up, man.
Great morning to everybody jumping on the ground. Happy Friday. It's Freedom Friday. Every day should be freedom, right? When you are working towards your goals, your dreams, the things that you got on the inside of you, but it's another, you know, phenomenal day, another great day for us to make a decision that, you know what, we're going to dominate and we are going to have us an amazing day, which ultimately creates an amazing life, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they say that, and they say yeah.
Won't stop now. Whoa. Keep your hands up, get them in the sky for the homies that ain't make it in my post lockdown. Whoa. I never went nowhere. No. What they saying, loot is back. Yeah. Blame it on that conjure. The hood call it Luda Yak. Yeah. And I'm on this foolish track. So I spit my foot. letting down. Go. My verses still be serving. Type like a million versions. Last time on a college remix, now I'm on the original version. Can't never count me out. Y'all better count me in. Got 20 bank accounts. Accountants count me in. Make millions every year. The South champion. Cause all I do, all I do
is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there. And they say yeah.
Head on a swivel, you know serving me's a no-no. Clean as a whistle as I pull out in my rose race. Yellow phone passenger, they see it, they say, oh boy. Shell Kelly, back it up, my call me loco. Down for armed trafficking, don't make me pull up. Ask you what you laughing at, represent that mud life. Dirty money, plenty, better get your mug right. We come together, holding hands and holler, mud life. We all strapping all black, it's like, say.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there.
Kitchen, on the stove, water getting boiled, being sold, Snoopy and system overload. I've been running this rap game since I was 20 years old. I hung with the worst of them, bust till I burst them up, floss them up, toss them up, harder way, close them up. Pardon me, I'm bossing up, pressure up, bless you, bro, don't mess with us. We like the youth in the 80s. Back to back, set a track. Hit the lick, get it back. Get the trick, jump the track. Want my money back. Time and time again, while I'm sipping on this. Al Davis said it best, just win, baby, win.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there.
Welcome back to The Grind, the realest show ever, man. We've been in the bubble for 2 weeks now, here on The Grind, almost the end of 2 weeks.
Right, right, absolutely.
Been in the bubble. We're getting ready to bust out the bubble today. Guess what? Because you got the ability to pop the bubble at any moment and any time. So we're going to pop it today. And inside of that bubble, what we're going to realize is what we created, right? We created the foundation that we can stand on and dominate on. Okay? What you think about the bubble?
Well, you know what, that bubble, you know, is something that, you know, very powerful because that's where we are, right? And, you know, pretty much what we've talked about over the last couple episodes is really, you know, identifying, you know, it's understanding that you versus you, right? It's us versus ourselves. And realizing that, you know, there's certain things that we got to get outside and, you know, remove from that bubble because we allow certain things to come in. And we got the power to shift, to turn things around, to take control in order to be able to, you know, move forward in life. So,
absolutely.
You know, it's all about the discovery. You know, it really is. That's when things begin.
The discovery.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Today is Freedom Friday, guys, so we're mimosa out.
Got the mimosas going on. Yes.
So, man, a lot of powerful things happen in the bubble.
Right.
A lot of people discover some things about themselves that Pam just said. And from that point, you really, if you took the bubble serious, or if you're taking the bubble serious, you may still be in your bubble process right now. But on this show, we want to end this power series by telling you guys how to come out of the bubble and dominate. And guess what? You can't base how you dominate on how somebody else dominates.
Right.
Remember, you are unoriginal.
Absolutely.
You're an original. You're not a copy. So stop copying people, right? It's one thing for you to emulate before you create, but don't copy. Don't be somebody else.
Emulate.
Somebody else can say something, or you know, that you hear, you love, you write it down. Cool. You know, emulate the things that they're doing. No problem with that, right? But don't just copy, because you give away your ability to define and chase and be in your destiny towards your purpose, right? So guys, that's probably one of the most important lessons that you could learn here in this, is to be an original, right? And I think that's what we created in the bubble.
Absolutely.
We created some originals.
Yeah, and definitely, because you start to really take the time to listen. You start to take the time to discover the things that you have on the inside. You take the time to discover why you are where you are in life, right? There you go, I got it. All right, and now you're able to build upon, you know, a strong foundation, because you really understand, you know, what's on the inside, you know. So the bubble is very powerful, because it's where you discover everything, you know.
Absolutely.
Because many times we don't take the time to put ourselves in that bubble, take the time to slow down before we can speed up, you know, in life, in order to really, you know, discover the things that's necessary to move us forward.
There you go. And you guys are making some good comments. I love it. You know, it's all about self. You got to be in that selfish mode,
right,
to an extent, guys, so that you can get what you want. So here's the thing about creating. When you're creating, that means it's yours.
Right.
That means you set the rules, you define it, you know what it is, you know what you want out of it, it's yours, you control it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you got all those parameters covered, then you're in your own core. You're not in somebody else's core.
Right.
So you being you means you created the you that you want to create and the atmosphere. So if you're creating all of those dynamics, then that means you get the opportunity to define everything that happens. But when you don't have the opportunity, if it's not your creation, if it's not your environment, you didn't create that environment, you're in somebody else's environment, right? Like the job, you can't just do what you do.
Right.
There are parameters there, okay? You can't show up with a beanie on, you know, and a tube top and think it's going to be okay.
Right.
Right? They have rules that you have to follow. Right? So that's why Pam and I are so big on creating our own environment, creating what we call ours, is because in this space we can create, and the people that vibe with us, the people that want to be a part of what we do, our tribe, then that means then they're cool with what we do.
Right.
And we're all on the same page.
Right.
So it's important that we know that difference.
That's good. You know, and we really got into that core, you know, where you have the bullseye with the green zone, the yellow zone, the
reverse bullseye.
Right, the reverse bullseye.
Starts
right.
out red, because you're the target, then it goes to green, because now you're the core.
Right.
And that's the core, and that's what you want to get that red on the outside and not on the inside.
Absolutely.
Okay, I want you guys to grab that concept, because it makes all the sense in the world, because you don't want to continue to be a bullseye and continually be oppressed in what you do.
Right.
Every day saying, I'm creating, you're not creating if you're the bullseye, if you're the target, right?
Right.
So that simply means, guys, you know, the green is the core, the yellow is the lobby, and the red is the parking lot. Keep people in the parking lot that aren't ready to be in the lobby, right? Keep everybody, everything, every situation in context to protecting the core, because that's where you do your work at.
Right, right, absolutely. That's where it all happens.
All right. So let's jump into this dominate part, because I'm always excited about this, because about the dominate piece, because we get to introduce something to you guys that we've actually talked about once before. And you know, we also we talked about monetizing free last week as well, and really Tuesday we talked about monetizing free, how it's important to give and allow God to, you know, allow God to give you what He wants you to have, what you should have based on what you've been doing, right?
Right.
So all of that happens in the bubble, and now that you've created the foundation, you've done everything that Pam just mentioned, and so now you've dusted yourself off and you're like, I'm ready, let's get this, let's go kill it, right? We're going to teach you guys something today that we've been living by for a while now. And we believe it's how you actually dominate. I want to read what dominate really means. Dominate means have a commanding influence on or exercise control over. Have a demanding, a commanding influence on or exercise control over. All right, so we can throw in a person, a place, a thing, a situation, a vision, a goal, whatever it is, you want to dominate, right? So many people are gonna talk you out of dominating, right? And everything is done in a spirit of excellence, right? If we can understand that, everything, you know, I know we're creating this amazing fertile ground and foundation, but man, some things are just out of bounds, you know?
right.
Some people take this concept to a whole nother level, and it gets weird, you know. It just gets weird. I want to jump into that. I don't want to jump into that too much, but it gets weird when you start. I guess I can talk about it like this, because I said this. There's truth, and then there's absolute truth.
Right.
Right. The truth of what you create is the truth of what you create. You control that, right? But, you know, that's 2 + 2 = 5 in your world, right? 2 + 2 is absolute truth when it equals 4.
Right.
You go out on the outside world and say, okay, absolute truth is 2 + 2 = 5. Everybody's going to call you slow.
Right.
Okay. So that's what I mean when I say it gets weird, because some people try to inflict the truth that they've created to give them their own personal power, right, into the absolute truth, right? Oh, it's the sky is blue outside, you know, and the sun is shining, and you walk outside and it's raining, cats and dogs and thunder and lightning. The absolute truth is it's raining outside, right? That's the absolute truth. So it gets weird when people start to doing things in public and saying things in public that don't have a level of absolute truth.
Right.
Right. Some things are right. Some things are just wrong. I wanted to say that as a disclaimer, first and foremost.
Okay.
So let's not, you know, I want people to think they're going to be a maverick, because when we put this principle out for you guys, I want you guys to understand what this really, really means. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the strike principle. And this is kind of like deja vu, Pat. Like, yeah, that's a deja vu moment. It's like deja vu. The strike principle, there's 6 different aspects of the strike principle, and it starts with STIRKE. And the strike principle was originally created by me, guys, to actually kill fear, okay? Kill fear and dominate. So that's the first part of it. We know that fear is what, Pam?
Fear is false evidence appearing real, right? We allow that.
False evidence appearing real.
Fear is so many different things, you know, but it's definitely what we allow our minds to create, you know, to allow us to become fearful in different situations, to not have total control. Fear is anything that we allow to stop us, but definitely we allow it to appear real in our lives, which can be very controlling to making us believe that, you know, we can't do certain things. So
right.
Fear is real. You know, we allow it to be real. Let me put it that way in our lives.
Right. Things that we focus on that may or may not ever happen.
Right.
But we allow them to freeze us up. Okay. So guys, we're like, so let's go ahead, and before we pop the bubble, all right, you guys can pull out the S on your shirt. My S is improvise, adapt, and overcome, right? So you can pull out that whatever yours is. Before we do that, let's jump into the strike principle and talk about conquering that fear, because there is that fear that this last little part before you pop that bubble that's there, and we got to just eradicate all of that or annihilate that fear, okay? So the first one, guys, the S stands for self-awareness, okay? Self-awareness. Self-awareness is super, super, super important. When you know who you are, what you are, and who you are.
Right, absolutely.
It becomes easier to address and strengthen your challenges, right? Address and strengthen your challenges. Now, that word was originally weaknesses, but I don't believe we have any weaknesses. I don't believe I have a weakness. I see everything as a challenge. I never believe that I have problems, right? Because I don't think that there's a problem that I can't overcome.
Absolutely.
Right? Some problems are more painful than others, but it helps us to address and strengthen those challenges. Self-awareness. What does that really mean, right? So right off the bat, guys, you take one bullet out of the gun, a bullet that has already been fired can't hurt you when you're firing, right? So one bullet's out of the gun. Let's take this thing in the context of six bullets, okay? One bullet's out of the gun. So
strike's
gone. It's done, right? So fear is the biggest fear. Fear's biggest fear is awareness. Fear's biggest fear. You didn't know the fear had a fear, did you? Fear's biggest fear is awareness. You ever saw how a shark attacks? You guys know how a shark attacks? It always attacks from where? The bottom.
Right.
Right?
It comes out of nowhere.
It comes out of nowhere. It seems like it comes out of nowhere. Why? Because fear is like the shark. The shark is, if you ever realize, every sea creature or sea, I don't know, mammal, whatever you call it, they are created with their own unique ability to survive. The shark's ability to survive is its ability to hunt,
mm-hmm.
right? It's a predator. So it's gray on the top and it's white on the bottom,
mm-hmm.
right? You guys ever realize that? I know you say, I don't know a shark's gray on the bottom, but have you ever asked yourself why? These are the things that I ponder during the day. Honestly, when I'm thinking about something, I'm like, why is that way? Why is that? I don't want to be analytical, but I want to know, right? When I think about why is the shark gray on the top, because the water itself is gray. Right? The sand is white. So if you're on the bottom of the ocean, you can't really see the shark that good because the sand is white.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're on the top, you look down, you can't really see him that good unless you really, really focus.
Right.
Right? So the shark, yeah, it's predator skills, it's predator adaptation is I'm gray so you can't see me, so I'm swimming. So when a shark decides to attack, what does it do? It comes, when you see the shark fin, that's not the problem. When the shark fin disappears, that's the problem, right? Because that means it's going down, and then it's going to come straight
coming
back
up. Somewhere.
Up, right? Straight back up. And when it
right.
gets up, it's at you, it's under you, right?
Right.
Mouth open.
Right.
So that's how it adapts, right?
Right.
So when you think about fear, a shark's fear is, it doesn't want you to see it. Have you ever looked a shark right in the face if you're underwater? I know you haven't because
no.
I haven't. I've just seen
nobody
it.
Nobody in the water looking right? at sharks.
This is what the divers do. The divers look, when the divers aren't looking at the shark, they say the shark don't like the way human meat tastes. And I'm like, okay, I'm not going to find out.
Right.
But when they're not looking, the shark comes toward them to be nosy. But when you look at them, the shark goes away.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the shows. Watch what I'm telling you. Watch what happens. When you look right at the shark, it goes away. That's self-awareness. That's the best example I can give you of self-awareness, right? It's like an old game that we had, Ghost Hunters or something, where the ghost, when you look at the ghost, they go away. But when you don't see the ghost, they keep coming, right? Self-awareness is fear's biggest enemy, right? So y'all gonna remember that now, right?
Yeah, definitely. And I think it's because, you know, when you become aware of certain things, now you are equipped with the things that's necessary for you to go up and get up every day in the fight.
Mm-hmm.
So that self-awareness, all a part of discovery, once you start to understand your worth, you start to understand your values, you start to understand the things that you got for real,
mm-hmm.
you know, in order to strike, in order to get up and to do and to win, you know, now you become something so powerful. Many times our power is lying dormant on the inside of us, right?
Mm-hmm.
But now when you start to become aware of these things, now you're able to get up and to say, you know what, no longer, no matter what the challenge is,
right.
you know, no matter what I may be facing today, I am fully equipped in order to fight this battle, in order to pull that trigger, in order to
right.
get up and strike at that thing.
Absolutely.
So, you know, that's what self-awareness is That's why it's so important. And many times I would have to say that we end up staying in the same position or not really punching, you know, dealing with that fear, mm-hmm. punching fear in the face, because we're not aware of the things that we have, the, you know, what's in our gun, like for real, for us to get up and fight. I know that's something that I have to battle with, even moving forward in life. You know, when we embark upon different things, you know, you have to, you know, really work on yourself on it every day in order to, you know, be able to just step out there and do things, you know, because there's always going to be those things that try to creep in. If you're not understanding the power and fully powered up and ready to, you know, move toward that thing,
absolutely,
take that action that's necessary.
So everybody, we said in the beginning of this series that everybody, we believe that everybody was created to be a leader. All of you guys were created to be a leader.
Right.
Right. And the first person that you lead is you. So now when you step outside of the bubble, when you finally pop it, then you're ready to dominate. Then guess what? You're the example of leadership.
Right.
Right. So you've gotten a lot of practice because you've been leading yourself inside of your foundational moments inside of that bubble.
Right.
Now, everything that you do is going to be looked at by somebody, either good or bad.
Right.
Right. So you're influencing somebody because now you're not just stepping out as a black sweater in the sea of black sweaters. You're stepping out as the green sweater in the sea of black sweaters.
Mm-hmm.
You're stepping out to stand out.
Right.
Right? You're not just stepping out to fit in.
No.
Yeah, you're not just trying to let me just get right here to back right here. They can't see me. They're not going to call on me. No, you're stepping out.
Not see still
up straight. Right. You're stepping out to set up straight because you have a foundation. You're no longer mediocre. No longer average.
Right.
Right? So now here you are. This is the only way you can dominate, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, if you don't dominate, then you're just gonna average, be average. Right? So, but you said you wanted to dominate. You said you wanted to dominate. So you're self-aware enough. Now you're self-aware. You get it. You know that now when I step out and I pop this bubble, they're gonna see a different you. They're gonna see a different me. They're like, so the me that they see, this is what I want them to see. I want them to see posture. I want them to see power. I want them to see self-awareness, strength. I want them to see
confidence.
All of that. Confidence, because you traded in all of those bad traits that had been oppressing you for the new ones. So rightfully so. Now they see this. So self-awareness, guys, is the S in strike. And, you know, misery definitely loves company, guys. So as long as you allow fear to control you, the longer you set the example for people closest to you. Remember, you have a tribe now.
Uh-huh.
You have a tribe now. Even if your tribe is just one, maybe your tribe is two. You got somebody that's looking at you as part of your tribe, and you have a responsibility, right, to set the example for them just as they have a responsibility to set the example for you.
Right.
Positivity trumps negativity.
All day long.
All day. Okay?
All day long.
So, what's the T, fam?
The T is for trust, right? So, trust means that you need to trust in your ability. Know without a shadow of a doubt that the things that you've discovered inside of that bubble, right, as you're becoming aware, right, that self-awareness, now you got to begin to move forward and trusting. Trust has a lot to do with believing. Believing, knowing without belief is everything, right? So once you begin to trust in the abilities that you have to realize and know, just like we talked about the fingerprints the other day, right? We talked about our uniqueness. And as Nate mentioned, you know, we're not designed to be a copy.
Right.
But we want to make up our hustle in the fact that, you know, we are trusting in the ability that we have. So therefore, that trust is now going to give us the energy, the fire, the drive for us to get up and to hustle towards the things, to move towards the things, as we're now trusting in the abilities that we have, right? Because if we don't trust in the abilities that we have, then you know what? We're not going to move forward. Not to mention, if we don't trust our own ability, nobody else is going to gravitate towards us to even believing in the things that we desire to have in life. So trust is a very key component, and it's another, as we're pulling that trigger, right, of that gun today, you know, really saying that, you know what, we got to strike at this thing, we got to fire at this thing, and we got to make a decision. It's all a decision, you know, really. When you work on you every single day and you begin to build yourself up, now you're trusting in the abilities. You may not have all the answers, but but you move forward anyway, knowing that as you move forward, as you trust in yourself, you trust in the gifts, you trust in the talents, you trust in the work that's necessary in order to accomplish the goal, what happens is you become stronger through the process. The process is everything.
So you make up and hustle what you lack in ability.
There you
okay?
go.
So your abilities are there, right? And you know that you trust that you have them, but guess what? I've always been taught that, you know, you always make up and hustle what you lack in ability. Because if you start feeling any some kind of way, then just hustle more. You know, in basketball, you've always got that little short guy that can't jump that is will out-hustle everybody because he doesn't have the ability to jump. He may not be able to shoot, but guess what? He's all over the court. He's making up and hustle. He's the best. If you put that ball on the floor, he's going to get it. He get down the floor, he dribbles, he passes it. He hustled to get it. He made up and hustled what he lacked in ability, okay? So that's kind of a something to bridge the gap with you guys as well. So what you have right now is enough. It's not that you have to convince anyone else of it, just yourself. What you have right now is enough. You built it in the bubble, okay? You only have to convince yourself that it is enough, right? Because that indecision, that fear is here. It's not on the outside. It's
right
here. You created it. So now that you have enough, you're good. Move forward. Two bullets out of the gun, okay? Strike and trust. Let's jump into number three. Raw is real and worthy, right? Raw. I love the word raw. I use raw a lot, because I think raw is the essence of a thing. And, you know, like I said, you have to know how to do things decent and in order, right? So I always say, I'm going to tell you the truth because I don't want to hurt your future, right? So I'm going to tell you the truth now. And my daughter came to me the other day. She said, Dad, you know, people can't my feelings, my dad is, right? Absolutely, because she gets it straight, right? She gets
right
it straight. She gets it respectful. She asks me.
Right.
She knows if she wants the truth as dad.
Right.
Right. So raw is real and worthy. Now, your confidence, guys, is the kryptonite to fear. You guys know Superman, right? Your confidence is the kryptonite to fear. There was that one thing that could kill Superman, and that was kryptonite.
Mm-hmm.
But your confidence is the kryptonite to fear.
Absolutely.
When you're confident in your abilities, as you trust your abilities and what you make up and hustle, you make that up and hustle what you lack in abilities until you get there, until you get better, then, guys, your kryptonite is your kryptonite for fear is your confidence.
Right.
Okay? So when you settle, quit, or compromise, it creates chinks in your armor. Fear sneaks in. And those little chinks in your armor, fear starts to sink in. When you get in a situation and you're not, guys, you just built the you that you've always wanted in the bubble. It was like easy, right? It felt easy to you if you like whisper sweet nothings in your own ear in the bubble. It's gonna be okay. You know, don't worry about that. You'll do it. Get it again tomorrow.
All right.
No, in the bubble, you got to be hard hitting on yourself.
That's right.
Right? It's just like when my daughter said, "You can't hurt my feelings. My dad is a Sagittarius." Right? It's because I give it to her in the bubble. She gets it. So when she leaves out of the house,
and it don't always feel good.
It don't always feel good. Medicine ain't always good. It was
right
good for you.
Right.
Right. So why are you all of a sudden out and now you've got this lack of confidence? You got this lack of, you know, now you feel like I can't do this or I can't do that. That's the fear that you allow in that false evidence of being real is coming in again. But you know how to fight it because you just built this in the foundation in the bubble. You have a solid one. You're standing on it.
Mm.
So trust it, right? So it creates the chinks in the armor. The fear sleeps in. It's like jumping in the ocean with blood on you. The sharks are coming.
Mm. They're going to come.
They're going to come.
They're going to
sharks
come.
Sharks don't come until they smell blood.
Mm-hmm.
That means something's hurt.
That's
you,
true.
Yeah. Like I said, never let them see you. Never let them see you sweat.
You know, and that's good because when you're operating in mediocrity and you're operating in fear, you know what? Nothing's going to come your start to get that confidence and you start to really understand the power that you have, just like you say, you know, that you're real and worthy, and you start to just move forward, that's when all the challenges are going to happen, like real talk. And so when we understand that, and we now, you know, realize that we cannot have these little chinks in our chain, right? That would be a chink in our armor. Okay, chinks in our armor, chinks in the chain too, but chinks in our armor, right? That we gotta do something in order to, you know, keep it out. So, you know, it's being different. It's not gonna be easy. All right, doing different things in life is not going to be easy. Just trying different opportunities in which a lot of people don't believe in, it's not going to be easy. But when you have that confidence built up, then, you know, you're able to, you know, fight the battle. Like, that's going to come your way, you know, because it's going to be a battle every single day. And I think that that's one of the reasons why, you know, many people remain where they are, because they don't want to go through the pain that it's going to take in order to, you know, really strike out and to move forward and to eliminate the fear that's going to try to hold you back and keep you in the same position.
Absolutely. Here's a trick. when something happens,
right,
in life, because things will happen, mm-hmm, here's the trick. Focus on the solution and not the problem.
Mm.
Because when you put energy in focusing on the problem, that's when things escalate.
Yeah, you're going to create more problems.
Absolutely. You're going to make
challenge.
A problem bigger than what it really, really is.
Right. Right.
So immediately, you know, one of the things I do, and I know one of the things that Pam does as well, is she focuses on the problem, right? Focus on the solution. Whatever the solution is, if you tell me something, I'm going to say this is the solution for it. In my mind, while you're telling me, I'm trying to find a solution. That's what you should do, right? In life, you should be looking for the solution and not focusing on it.
Absolutely. How can I implement change, basically?
Right. So we used the analogy of the shark earlier, and it's a great analogy because it goes in line with the fear. And most things, if you realize something, you know, even lions in the jungle, they're fearful of what they've never seen before.
Mm.
Right? It's kind of like a weird thing. I'm not saying they're not going to attack you, because eventually they will.
Right.
Right. And it all depends on whether or not they just ate or not, too. Right. If they have just eaten, then they may be a little leery. But if they're hungry, they're going to attack you. That's synonymous with a lion. Right. But most things, think about it, snakes, all of these things that we have been taught that hurt us, they're really fearful of us. They all have defense mechanisms. Think about it. Snakes, rattlesnakes have rattles. Right. Most snakes do things to stay away from issues. Right. And you know, even snakes are that way. You know, all of the cats are that way. All the cat family, the lions, the cheetahs, all of these things are that way. They're not there just to thrash everything. Right. So it's the fear of the unknown that holds them back.
Right.
Right. When you think about the lion, everybody wants to mimic the lion and the eagle. Right. For good reason. The lion is the king of the jungle. Think about that. When you talk about dominating, right? The eagle is the king of the air, right? The lion is the king of the jungle. So when you've got the lion, think about the lion. Why is the lion the king of the jungle? It's not the biggest. Elephants are bigger than lions. Rhinoceroses are bigger than lions, right? Think about it. What's the long neck thing? Giraffes are bigger than lions. There are a lot of animals that are bigger than a lion.
All right.
But why is the lion so feared?
Because they posture up. They sit there like, listen, this is my world and you are in it.
Right. Sam is right. Sam is right.
For real.
Let me give y'all the keep with your elbows on the table. When a baby elephant is born, or any baby, they don't know. They don't have that innate thing that that's bad.
Right.
They don't know that's a lion.
Right.
Until they're taught that.
Right.
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 So think about it. when everything else in the jungle for the lion is food.
Mm-hmm.
It's food. All of the animals that I just created that are
so it don't look like them.
It's food.
Right.
Think about it. Lion eats everything, right? But think about what about a cheetah? Cheetah's a meat eater too. I mean, everything that I just mentioned before that's bigger than a lion, guys. There's a hint. They don't eat meat. They're not meat eaters. They eat plants. So they're bigger.
Mm.
So the lion eats meat. So does the cheetah. So
right.
does the panther.
Right.
Right. All of these things. So does the alligator. They all eat meat because they have sharp teeth. Right. So they eat with their elbows on the table. That means that it ain't nothing that I can't, that's not in my food chain. I eat everything. If I can kill it, I'm going to eat it.
That's how they dominate.
That's how they dominate. And when you pop that bubble, that has to be your mindset. If I kill it, I can eat it. If I don't kill it, I don't eat. So I think that I can eat everything. Everything is mine. Now we're getting to this point where I talked about earlier. Okay, some things are just right. Some things are just wrong. You can't just bust out, man, just, you know, I'm a lion and I'm going to kill everything. No,
right.
You have to understand the context of what your vision, what your purpose is, what's your path. We want you to dominate things that are in your path in the perspective to achieve a goal. Right?
That's good.
So that means that there are morals. There's integrity.
Absolutely.
There's character attached to your domination.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I mean when it gets weird when you neglect or just cross over those things. When you start doing things that jeopardize your character, well, I don't care what they think about me, I'm going to do this anyway. And you're going out, just walking out in the streets, punching people in the face because I'm dominating. You're just walking around, doing whatever you want to do, doing drugs in public. I'm dominating. I'm doing me. There's a line there that you don't want to cross because you're going to be on the losing end of that battle.
Right.
Right? So if you guys get that, that's what I mean when it gets weird.
Right. Right.
It gets weird. So if you think about why the lion is the king of the jungle, it's not so much as that everything is meat, because there are other cats that's meat too.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You got lions, you got cheetahs, you got snow leopards, you got all. They all recognize the lion as the king, not because of its teeth, because they all got teeth. It's because of its posture. It's because of its lack of fear. I've seen lions go after things that are much bigger than them. I've seen lions go after other cats, and if you get a reputation for domination,
right?
He's gonna dominate. And what does the hyena tell the baby hyena? Hey, we're bad, but we ain't that bad.
Mm.
Right? We're gonna eat whatever they don't eat, we're gonna eat it. Right? But they gonna kill it, we'll eat it. Right? And if just in case you don't realize that, if we ever catch one of them by themselves, we'll try to take it down.
Right.
All of us got to try to kill this lion. Right? Until one more lion shows up.
Mm-hmm.
I hope y'all getting this lesson, right? Right? That's why you need a tribe.
Mm-hmm.
You need a tribe. You need two people, right? Somebody that shares your vision, that understands where you are, because inevitably the hyenas are going to come, right? You can stave them off for a minute, right? But you're going to need somebody else to come. I seen a video the other day, they had one lion that was caught out there by itself. And the hyenas,
uh-huh.
They said, oh, he by himself. It was a little male, young male lion, right? It's a big lion. No, he by himself. That's all 12 of us jump on him and kill him. they were like all of them. He was still lion, you know. And he kept that fight up for like 2-3 minutes. And they were still kind of real apprehensive about going in there. And because they knew if I go in there, he's going to bite me. Right? So some of them, you know, one jump in there, and the two come together. Let's try three. And they all, he's in the middle of them. They bite him. He comes up. Next thing you know, one lion shows up. One more lion shows up.
Wow.
One lion comes in and grabs one of them. Everybody disperses. 12 of us can take down one in about 15 minutes, but 12 of us can't take down two, period.
That's the tribe that I'm talking about, guys. That's how you dominate. You dominate. You start out by the law of attraction. Says I'm dominating. I'm coming out. Pop the bubble. Here I am. Here's the S on my chest. Here it is. I'm ready. Then you start attracting other superheroes.
That's
start
good.
Attracting other visionaries.
That's good. That's powerful. You're right. Wow. That's good stuff.
It's like this whole thing, guys, is all about you having confidence in yourself. And I think that's kind of like the biggest thing. So that was the R. The E. I'm sorry, the I.
The I.
We're
right.
On the
I. Six principles.
We're on the I. Number four, intentional. Pam, read intentional.
The intentional entrepreneur considers every possibility with the understanding that everything is possible, right? Leave no stone unturned. Cover all of the bases. I know what could happen. I know what I want to happen. And here's how I'm going to make it happen. Plan. That's good. You know, mentally, hold on, mentally, you are always two steps ahead and prepared for whatever. You know, when you plan, you know, for real, and you're now intentional in the moves that you make towards the goals that you want to achieve, then you're able to plan and you're able to understand that there's going to be some challenges along the way. But mentally, because you're ahead of the game, right? We put ourselves ahead of the game to where, you know, those things that are going to happen, you know, they don't shake us. They don't take us, you know, all the way down. We just deal with them because of the fact that we're focused on the solution, right? Not the challenges at hand, but now we're able to continue to stay ahead of the game and now to move, you know, with the tenacity that's necessary in order to make things happen.
That's right. You're prepared for it.
Right, you're prepared for it. Right. You know it's going to happen. So, you know, it allows you to be able to realize that, hey, this is part of the process. There's something that has to be learned as I go through this, as I grow through this. And so you don't focus on the issue at hand, the challenge at hand. Instead, you now are able to smile at the situation and say, okay, how do I fix this? How do I overcome this? Because of the fact that now you come out this bubble with these abilities, you know, with this knowing, with the hustle that's necessary in order to now move yourself forward, but you're able to recognize it and now say, not going to allow that to happen. How do we get past this? How do we move forward? How do I overcome this? How do I jump over this hurdle? And now you look up because you're making these intentional moves. You're not just moving by happenstance. Because when you move by happenstance and you don't have a plan, you either plan to win or you plan to fail. So you got to have a plan in place, knowing exactly where you're going to go. When you know exactly what you want to accomplish, when you know exactly where you're going, then guess what? Nothing can come in and change the plan. Nothing can come in and take you off your game. Nothing can come in and shift your focus when you know exactly who you are, right? Self-awareness, what you deserve, and where you're going.
Absolutely.
Intentional moves. You got to be intentional.
Intentional, and that's the eye and strike, guys. And it is the fourth principle, guys, to assassinate fear before you pop that bubble, right? Because you need to be ready when you pop that bubble.
Right.
And, you know, and consider this, guys. If you're not coming out to dominate, why are you coming out? I don't understand.
Because if you don't come out with the mindset of dominating, you wind up shrinking back.
Right. Why come out if you're not coming out to go all the way? It's like, I would say if somebody puts two suitcases, each with $1 million on the table, and they said, take what you want. I don't know anybody in the free world because I'm just going to take one suitcase.
I want both.
Right? I want both. You know, until they tell you.
If I can't carry them, that's why I have my tribe. Come on,
exactly.
Let's carry these suitcases.
Yeah, but they say, you know what? Well, you're gonna have to work, but you're gonna have to work to get them both. Okay, then the person that doesn't dominate is the person that's gonna say, well, what do I have to do just to get some of it?
Mm-hmm.
So what's free? The person that's not ready to dominate, they're always looking for what's free. They're always looking for what's easy. What's given to me?
Right.
What can I get without any sacrifice?
Don't want to put in no work.
No work. They want to skate along.
Just want a game. No work.
You get about 20,000. I give you 20,000 up for free. That's cool. That's all I want anyway.
That.
That's you immediately dummy down your goal to 20K. You started out with blood on your lips for 2 million. But you dummy it down to 20K because that's what's free.
It's free. And you settle. And that's what happens too many times in life because for real, because it's a way to be able to just get whatever, what's thrown at you instead of going for the gusto, instead of going for the very thing that you absolutely deserve. You dummy down the goal. You dummy down, you know, the dream. It just to take, you know, what can be given to you because it doesn't require anything of you.
Doesn't require anything of you.
No sacrifice.
But that's the thing that kills everybody. That kills everybody's dreams, the sacrifice that they have to make. And it's the piece that when you're presented something, like here's the top and here's the bottom. Most people automatically pick their level where they want to be based on what they have to do to get it.
Right.
So you immediately say, well, if I got to do this to get that, then instead of me saying, well, this is what I feel I can do, what do I need to do to get that? To go all the way to the top, what do I need to do? And it's easier to build a muscle to get to the top as it is to build a muscle to get a quarter of the way up.
Mm.
Right? You see what I'm saying? So why not try and build to get to the top as opposed to building to settle? It's a weird thing, but it's true. But a lot of people do it because nobody's willing to make a sacrifice. Nobody's willing to give something up to get something. And I believe people die with that very mindset. And they wish that I would have done things differently. They wish that I would have eaten with my elbows on the table. And what do you have for me?
Right.
I need what's mine? Show me what it is.
Absolutely.
And I want it.
I want it.
I'm going to do what I got to do to get it.
I'm unstoppable.
I'm unstoppable. As Joe Namath said, if you're not going to go all the way, why go at all?
Right. Go back home. Either go all in or go home.
Yeah.
Go all in or go home. That's how we have to look. Once we come out there and we understand that, you know what, we're going to have to go through some things. We got to go all in. Too many times in life with the things that we desire, the things that we deserve, our purpose, we have to step with it. And we don't move forward. Why? Because we allow life's challenges. We allow the things. We allow the world to implement things upon us. And we grab a hold of these things instead of saying, no, you're not allowed. All right? I'm coming out strong. I got this S on my chest. I understand my purpose. I have a plan. I am intentional. And now you get up and you do what's necessary in order to go all in or just get off. Just remain average. Just remain ordinary. But you know what? There's the one out there in this world that say, you know what? I refuse to settle. I refuse to be average. I realize that, you know what? I'm here for a reason on this earth. We got one life to live. And if we think that this life is about us, then we're missing it. It's not about us. It's about who can we become. How can we discover to uncover so we can recover so that we can dominate, as we've been talking about in this series, so that we can move forward and to realize the power that we got on the inside to be intentional with our moves, to be aware of the things that we have, and now to move forward in order to put in the work, to eat with our elbows on the table, and to dominate in all that we put our hands to that God allows us to connect to.
Right.
That's what it's all about.
And we jumped a little bit ahead.
I'm sorry.
But that's okay. Because we both did. Because it gets exciting when you really think about what it really means to dominate.
Right.
Because most people do have an average mindset. That's why there was a 97.3.
Yeah.
Right? And it happens that way. Everybody, I got a big painting on my wall in my office that says, everybody's hungry until it's time to hunt.
Mm.
Right? Everybody. And what's
everybody's
the picture that that's
hungry.
In front of? It's a lie. Everybody's hungry until it's time to hunt. The lion doesn't think that there's anything that they can't kill and eat. Which brings us to number five, the K, right? The principle, fear principle, strike principle number five is kill. Kill. Kill it first. Kill it first. Be the hunter and not the hunted.
Mm-hmm.
Fear preys on the weak, spiritually, mentally, and physically.
Yes, it does.
Take that away by working on yourself constantly. Kill it first. Kill it first. 3% is me. You guys see me doing this, that means 3%. That doesn't mean a frat fraternity. That means I'm a 3%er. That means I work on mind, body, and money.
Mm.
Right? those three percenters that get this concept, they dominate because their level of confidence is like the lion. It's like the eagle.
Right.
I've seen eagles get down. I'm gonna tell you how powerful the eagle is, right? The eagle is so powerful, and the mindset is like, I want fresh meat. Eagle don't eat roadkill. If it's already been killed by somebody else, you will never see an eagle eating it. Never.
Only the crows
and the vultures, right?
The vultures.
When somebody else has killed something and it's been laying there, the eagles won't eat. Right. All of those birds.
Right.
The eagles won't eat it. I've seen an eagle go down and grab something and put its claws in it and start eating it while it's still living. Literally. Because it only wants to eat fresh meat.
Mm.
It eats the fresh meat. So guys, kill it first. Be the hunter, not the hunted.
Not the hunted.
That's the only way you can dominate. But when you start being hunted, that means you go back to being that little red circle on the target. And people start oppressing you again and throwing darts at you. And you find yourself 6 months down the road back where you started.
Wow.
Because you didn't have the lion's mentality. You didn't have the eagle mentality. Guys, people are going to call you cocky. Been there, done that. People have called me that before. Right? You're cocky. When they're a little cocky, when they're confident.
Right.
I'm confident. I'm confident in who I am. I know whose I am. I know what I am. I know what's on the inside of me because I put it there.
Right.
I put it there every single day. I grow what God gave me every single day. And when we look at that, that's what we're telling you. Grow what God gave you every single day. You cannot dominate. You can only talk about dominating if you're not physically doing the things that it takes to dominate.
Every day.
Everybody wants to eat until it's time to hunt.
That's good.
And we have to grab this concept. So kill it. Be the hunter and not the hunted. Okay? I love this show. I always talk about it, Pam. I can never remember the name of it. It's crazy.
How you love it?
I love it because I've seen it quite a few times. I think it's called Riddick. It's called Riddick. Because I love Vin Diesel. Right? Riddick is a show. It's a movie. And this culture of people called necromongers or something. Their motto is, you keep what you kill.
Hmm.
So
if you don't kill it, you don't have nothing.
You don't kill it, no, you right. You keep what you kill. So that means at any point in time, if you want to move up in power, you have to kill the next person that's in that seat.
Right.
And in all, to not be weird. That's my new statement. Don't make
it weird. Yeah, you can
use
that word a lot.
Yeah, for not to be weird, you take the physicality out of that, but I love the concept.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
You don't, and I spin that around, and I'm like, hey, if you don't do what it takes to get it, you can't have it.
Right.
You keep what you kill. If you're the leader, if I want to take your place,
mm-hmm.
I gotta kill you to take your place. Yeah. Then it's mine. Right?
Gotcha.
I can challenge it at any point in time.
Gotcha.
Right? But what do I do in the context of not being weird? I say, if I want the things that Pam McCray has, then I got to do more than what she's doing. Right? I got to do at least what I see her doing. I have that. So I have to do my own. I have to kill self and create a new self
right. That's
going to create what I need to get to the point to where she is.
Okay.
Now, I never say I want what somebody else had, right? I always say I want what God has for me.
Absolutely.
Because what God has for me could be vastly more abundant than what he has for somebody else, right? And I know that for a fact, right? Because that's the premise I live on every day.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody can define who I am but me.
Right.
Nobody can define where I'm going but me. I know that. Nobody else knows that. You can just confirm. That's it. So the kill it portion of this, guys, is you kill it. Guys, be the hunter and not the hunted.
Right. Okay? That's good. All right. So number six, let's move forward because I want IG to catch this because we don't got so much time
okay. Before
they shut that down. All right. So number six, right, we're talking about the six principles to conquer fear in order to dominate as we're closing out this series. So number six, we kind of talked about it along the way. Eat with your elbows on the table. There is no etiquette Etiquette.
I'm sorry. Etiquette.
There's no etiquette.
Ain't nobody quitting over here.
Right, we ain't quitting. There is no etiquette in war. Stop being so concerned with what everyone thinks. You will never discover your path unless you discover yourself, right? We talked about the discovery phase. Nice guys finish last. So true. All right. Sounds like a bad cliche created by a bad person. Nope, it's a real cliche created by a successful person. Whatever you are visualizing as yours, don't wait for it. Go kill it and bring it home. All
right,
y'all got it.
Stop right there. Don't say that last part.
All
right. So eat with your elbows on the table. We already alluded to that.
Right.
Eating with your elbows on the table. This is the epitome of what this is. There is no etiquette in your creation. In your war, in the space where you fight, there's no etiquette. Stop being the person that everybody, I'm going to do that.
Nope.
Right? You're trying to do things to please everybody else, but it's not what God gave you.
Right.
Right? So you're that imposter in your life, and you're going down this road on another path, but God, when you make those course corrections, now you eat your elbows on the table. Guys, that means this is what God